He's the head coach of the Browns, and he has been part of a very busy 24 hours or so, probably more than that. Rob Chudzinski, Coach, welcome to the show, and how are you holding up?
Thanks, Vic. It's an exciting time.
It really is to have these new players join the team. And, you know, let's start with Paul Kruger, the kind of the headline of this whole thing in free agency. I think the nice part of this is that it seems to be working out precisely as what we heard Jimmy Haslam, what we heard Joe Banner said it would be, that there would be right at the start of this thing, you know, a very aggressive approach by this team, utilizing the cap space that's there and making these moves to help make this team better.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, we said sat down a number of weeks ago and started formulating and sitting together and talking about, you know, what we wanted to do to shape the team. And the plan, you know, through the course of those few weeks came together, and the details we started putting together and, you know, watching the guys on tape and starting, you know, the free agency part of the plan. And obviously we'll work through the draft part of the plan and then the development part of the plan once we get them in there. But we're off to a good start and feel good about how things are going now.
You know, obviously you did not weren't part of the AFC North while Paul Kruger has been in the league these past 4 years, but you study a lot of players and in the league and your past 2 years in Carolina. Everybody's on your radar, I know that. But what were some of the impressions you had of him, and what were your thoughts just about the guy that you knew and of course, the guy that you're getting now?
Well, we actually had, when I was in San Diego, Paul was on Baltimore. And that's the last time that, you know, we played or I was part of a team that played Baltimore. And so I knew him a little bit from there, and he was a guy that you noticed. And, you know, so that was a number of years ago. Certainly, you know, you see the effect he had as a pass rusher and looking in, especially in the playoffs this year, and that jumps out at you. He's a physical guy. He's an explosive guy. You know, he plays with a relentless motor. And, you know, as you look and you know, some of the things we wanted to talk or incorporate as a part of our defense, as our identity, is, you know, that attacking, aggressive type player, the guy who's relentless, the guy who's going to outwork everybody and play that way. And, you know, that's the identity of what we want as a player as a person. He's an outstanding guy in the locker room. He brings a lot to the locker room as well. And so, you know, that's why we're excited.
You know, and I think about this of you. You're rooted in offense, I mean, as a coach and as a former player, having been a tight end in college. But you, as the head coach, you have to see the big picture. You have to see everything that can make your team good and outstanding. And it's just interesting to me that as the head coach, you take in the first moves that this team made in free agency, an outside linebacker in Paul Kruger, a defensive lineman in Desmond Bryant, another linebacker in Quentin Groves, you know, right down until you get to the tight end that you worked with in Carolina. But when you break it down, it's a very heavy emphasis on defense, and your understanding, I guess, from the big picture of why you need to have that.
Well, it's critical, and especially in this division, to have a strong defense. And the heart of the defense, it always starts with your front seven. And, you know, we have to have, you know, physical players. I'm a firm believer in your lines up front on offense and defense are the most important places when you have to start there. I've been on teams and been part of teams where we had major injuries in those areas, and it just kills you. So, you know, this is an important part of it. Affecting the quarterback and generating pass rush was one of the biggest things that we wanted to be able to do in the offseason to address, and we'll address with the scheme as well. And so, again, we're excited from all those standpoints of what we've been able to do. The work is not done. We have a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And obviously getting the guys in and developing and learning the system and doing those things as well, and still have a lot of other areas that you know, we want to add some more people to. So that'll be ongoing. This is a process we're going through, and again, following through with the plan that we sat down and a number of weeks ago started working on.
And you talked about this before, Coach, about wanting to get the players who want to be part of the Cleveland Browns. That was extremely important to you and to this organization, not just you, but, I mean, Joe Banner also referenced this. So in selecting these particular players to be the newest Browns, and when you go down that list that we talked about, again, Gary Barnidge being the tight end who's part of this as well, what are the traits that are the common thread between them that make you believe and know that they're right fits for this team, not just the respective positions?
Well, I think it goes back, you know, it starts with good people, good athletes, good players, guys who won't be outworked, guys who are tough, and guys who want to be Cleveland Browns. And, you know, if I can summarize it in that simply, it would be put in those terms.
Right. And with regard to Paul Kruger, you sense too that, and just listening to him talk about it, I mean, he was part of something great there, obviously, in Baltimore, won a Super Bowl there, but surrounded by all these key defensive components and legendary names like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and a big name like Terrell Suggs. And you also get the sense that he wants to establish kind of his own identity now too.
Right. And, you know, and one of the things that stands out, you know, in talking to Paul, and in the short amount of time we got a chance to talk to Paul, and as well as with Dez, is, you know, those guys are guys who have chips on their shoulders. And you love football players who have chips on their shoulders and want to prove, you know, and every day want to prove themselves on the field, you know, in the games and practice, and, you know, around the facility. And, and that's contagious. And, you know, that's something that we want to establish, and the kind of attitude that we want guys to have around the building.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, that's another key is the very important, the chemistry, the fit in the locker room as well. How do you see that evolving with new players who come aboard on a team that is actually pretty young in many respects? Is that an advantage that you don't have maybe all that many, quote, established Browns players, that when you introduce newer guys to the locker room who are, quote, you know, the guys that you've brought in, the guys that this leadership of the team has brought in, that there would be more of a seamless transition than the awkwardness that goes with, you know, a team that's been well established and, you know, hey, who are these new guys coming in here and what makes them so great? You know, that thing.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing, because chemistry is so critical on a football team, is that when you're looking at guys that you know and find out and research, you know, what kind of people they are and how have they operated in, you know, the team environment before. And, you know, all these guys are top-notch in that way. And you know, one of the things, and, you know, talking to some guys on the team that, you know, I wanted to make sure of, talking to DeQuell Jackson and talking to the Joe Thomases and those guys that have been around, is that the guys that we're bringing in to the locker room, that they're going to be guys that they are players now and are the leaders and the guys that have been here for a while would want in the locker room. And, you know, that's an important part of things. And so, you know, the guys we're bringing in are going to be those type of guys and our type of guys, you know, Cleveland Brown kind of
sure,
guys.
Sure, sure. Desmond Bryant, an interesting pickup, because I think had a lot of people looked at the, quote, need list, maybe defensive line wouldn't have jumped out as much. But when you hear more about what he's about as a versatile player, as, you know, he was a defensive tackle and part of a 4-3 scheme coming into a 3-4 scheme, where you've had people like Phil Taylor and Ataba Rubin as tackles already. John Hughes has been here from last year. That you don't just pigeonhole him there. He's a guy who's got that athletic ability and versatility.
Extremely versatile. He's played a lot of different positions for the Raiders out there. And, you know, he was at defensive end, lined up there. He lined up in defensive tackle. He lined up on the nose. He lined up on the right side, he lined up on the left side. So he's done a lot of different things and gives you a lot of versatility there. Again, a outstanding athlete. Along with the other guys that we've spoke of that we're signing, feel like those guys' best football is ahead of them. They've shown some good things up to this point and a lot of growth, and we feel like their arrow is still pointing up, and that's an important part of the guys that we wanted to get in here as well.
Yeah, Quentin Groves and Gary Barnidge. And you know Gary from the couple of years you spent in Carolina.
I do. I know Gary. He had an injury the first year I was there and missed most of the season. But the second year came back and really showed a lot of promise and improvement as the season went on. and to the point where more towards the end of the season he played a lot more and was outstanding on special teams, a good player, and a guy that you saw, again, the arrow pointing up.
Well, Coach, I know this is an extremely busy time. We appreciate that you took some time out to join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, and we look forward to more of these conversations because it sounds like it's just getting started.
Just getting started. Got a long ways to go and a lot of work to do, but we're on our way.
Beautiful. He is Rob Jedzicki, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.